Oh, snaps.
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet.
Well, good Thursday morning, raw feeders. I am Dee Dee Mercer Moffitt, the CEO of Raw Dog Food and Company, where your pet's health is our business and where friends don't let friends feed kibble. How is everyone doing on this Thursday morning? Do we have any tummy upsets? Tummy upsets? Dogs throwing up, felines throwing up? Well, if you do, no worries. I have got a solution for you. I was reminded today about this fabulous product in an email I got from Adored Beast, which I'm going to talk about the Gut Soothe. That's what I want to talk to you about today, Gut Soothe. But, you know, there's a German Shepherd that I know that is having some tummy problems. And we've got to figure out what these problems are. Not my German, but one of my friend's Germans. And so anyway, I thought about this fabulous product called Gut Soothe. And then I got this wonderful, wonderful email and a blog from Adored Beast about Gut Soothe and Slippery Elm. So many of you are familiar with Slippery Elm, aren't you? Well, I want to tell you a little bit more about Slippery Elm and why Gut Soothe is so fabulous for your dog's guts. You know, your dog's digestive tract can become inflamed for a variety of reasons. This is coming from the article from Adored Beast entitled Using Slippery Elm for Dogs for Digestive Upset. And here's what it says. For hundreds of years, Native Americans have used slippery elm bark for its beneficial and soothing properties. Okay, this stuff's been around for a long time. Slippery elm is a large deciduous tree native to eastern North America. It also sometimes is called a red elm or a gray elm. And the part of the tree that contains therapeutic properties is the inner bark. All right, this is where the slippery elm is going to come from. But when you mix the bark with water, it creates this sticky material known as mucilage. And when it comes to slippery elm for dogs, this mucilage exerts a soothing effect on your dog's mucous membranes, and that provides a wealth of benefits for a variety of situations. So this is going to help you understand all about slippery elm and why Gut Soothe from the Adored Beast line that we have in our store is great for your dogs. Now, several reasons that Adored Beast, their team, and we love slippery elm helps with a lot of digestive issues. So your dog's digestive tract can become inflamed for a variety of reasons. Yep, lots of different reasons, and we don't know what they are. So when you call us, we don't really know because we're not in your house. But it could be something they ate. It could be a bacteria. It could be some bacteria, food sensitivity, other medications that they're taking. Could be leaky gut. As you know, a lot of dogs have a leaky gut, all right? But when your dog has these symptoms, you'll often see vomiting, diarrhea, or acid reflux, okay? Acid reflux. And so you want to make sure that you have some of this slippery elm or the Gut Soothe by Adored Beast, so that when these stomach troubles spring up, you can give them this fabulous concoction. Now, herbalist, you know, like Rita Hogan and soon to be Neely Piazza, they've long celebrated the virtues of slippery elm. It's largely thanks to its ability to act as a demulcent. Okay, so demulcent plants contain a polysaccharide molecular complex called mucilage. Just like what I said before, mucilage comes in when it comes in contact with water, it turns into this slimy gel-like substance. And Adored Bee says that's the gel that they believe is magical. It's this slimy gel-like substance. And they compare it to aloe vera. And they say, look, when you put aloe vera on a sunburn, right away, you get that soothing relief and you feel that protective layer forming on your skin. And as they say here in the article, you can almost hear your body saying, ah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And that is how they describe the gut feeling or your dog's gut feeling when it gets a dose of slippery elm or you take slippery elm. So when you ingest this bark, whether it's on its own or in a supplement, it makes its way through the body. It's coming in contact with water. Okay. And that same gel-like substance forms and coats the inside of the dog's digestive tract. There it's lubricating and helping promote mucus secretions. And that is what helps reduce the inflammation within the digestive tract that's causing the diarrhea, the vomiting, or the gastric reflux. So there was a study on vomiting and diarrhea back in 2013, and they tested the efficacy of slippery elm. How well did it work? 82% of the dogs in the study with vomiting responded to slippery elm within 2 to 4 doses, within 2 days or four doses. Let me say that right, within 2 days or four doses. 93% of the dogs with diarrhea responded to slippery elm within 2 days or four doses. Okay, so the first one, 82% with vomiting responded, and 93% of the dogs with diarrhea responded. Now, cats, they were also included in the study, and the results were similar. 77% of cats with vomiting and 79% of cats with diarrhea responded to slippery elm within 2 days or four doses. But here are some other uses for slippery elm. Slippery elm powder is thought to soothe the lining of the urinary tract. Therefore, it might help alleviate the painful urinations that come with urinary tract infections. All right. Now, it can be also a mild diuretic, which helps increase the flow of urine. Also, number three, research shows that the antioxidant properties can be helpful for inflammatory diseases like inflammatory bowel disease and Crohn's. Okay. Inflammatory bowel disease, IBS, IBD, which I just talked to a customer today whose kitty was having IBD, only they have them on tons of pharmaceuticals and the cat's not doing well at all. All right. So the other thing that slippery elm can do, because of the mucilage, it can also coat and soothe the throat, the respiratory tract, and the sinuses. Dang, this stuff's just all around good for you all the way around. This makes it helpful if your dog has a respiratory issue like a sore throat or a cough. I don't know. How would you know your dog has a sore throat? I don't know. Like a sore throat or a cough from conditions, like a collapsed trachea. Okay, so collapsed trachea can be caused from a lot of different medications, but it can also be caused, you know, if you're pulling on a leash, you got the collar around the trachea there, that can cause a collapsed trachea. But this is good for bronchitis. It can help with kennel cough. It's another great thing. And then acid reflux. Okay. And we do not like the acid inhibitors that some dogs are put on, like Pepcid and that sort of thing. So slippery elm is a much better choice. It coats the esophagus, enhancing the reflux stimulation of nerve endings in the gastrointestinal tract, which leads to mucus secretion, which is what we do want. So many great things that slippery elm does. Now, what they've done is they've added, and I'm talking about adored beast here, they've added slippery elm to the gut soothe, along with things like L-glutamine amino acid to help support healthy mucous membranes. In the gut soothe, you're also going to find pre and probiotics to encourage healthy gut flora and enhance the immune response of the digestive tract. Okay, so this is why gut soothe is a great, great supplement, something that you might just want to keep on hand, right? I love these things that we're going to have. And it sounds like to me that this is just a good supplement that you could give to help with the urinary tract, to keep it healthy, to also keep inflammatory disease at bay. It's a great one. It's Gut Soothe. You can find it in the online store. Once you go to my website, rawdogfoodandco.com, click on Shop All Raw. And if you go back up to shop and you hover off on that, and it depends on whether you're doing this via the app that you can get in the app store, or if you're doing it online, you're going to see a menu pop out. It says vitamin and minerals. Go there. Now, I want you to know that if you order $99 worth of supplements or combined supplements and treats, you're going to get free shipping. All right. So you can get Gut Soothe. You could get your go-to. These are some of the things you want to keep on hand. All of the Adore Beast, actually all of the supplements that I have are fabulous. So look around in there and see what you like. But I just wanted to get this information over to you. Sweet and simple on this Thursday. Remember, tomorrow is Friday. That means Dr. Judy Jasik will be with me. If you have a question that you would like for us to answer on the podcast tomorrow, get your question into me today. All right. And you can send that over to info@rawdogfoodandco.com. Get your dog on a species appropriate diet. That's the first thing that you got to do. You got to get them off the processed kibble and the processed treats. Because here at Raw Dog Food and Company, your pet's health is our business. And friends, don't let friends feed kibble. We'll see you tomorrow with Dr. Judy Jasik. Bye, everybody.
Oh, snap.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.